6:40 a.m. WSBC.
Yeah.
Welcome back to another week of the Hooli's Hooli Radio Hour.
Uh-huh.
This show is presented to you by McCann's Irish Oatmeal.
Yummy.
And personal injury attorney Jim McGing.
Yeah.
My name is Patty Houlihan. I'll be your host all hour. Joining me, as always, to my left is twin brother
What's
Billy.
What's up?
Billy, hi. And to the left of him, the greatest person in the world, Mr. Clayton O'Brien. Clay, hello and welcome.
Welcome yourself.
I will. Welcome me.
Uh-huh.
What is this, COVID what now? COVID?
Week 15, 19.
We had COVID-19?
COVID-19, week 15.
COVID-19, week 15. Thank you.
Yeah, 19, 15.
10-4. I understand.
Roger that.
Last week, we had a nice episode of current event news about Patty looking for a bicycle.
Yes.
And baseball.
Yes.
And Bill's golfing. I found a bike, in case my listeners were wondering.
Okay. It
was a Craigslist purchase.
Oh, interesting.
Gutsy.
We spoke last week that COVID has brought on quite the surge in bicycle sales.
Yeah,
everybody wants
sure.
to go out and exercise.
So right. you had to go to the private sector.
Couldn't find them. Went to Walmart, no go.
Went to
TJ Maxx, no go. Who goes to TJ Maxx to get a bike? Yeah. Me, that's who. Hashtag TJ Maxx. they didn't have any, although I'll get to that. Finally, had to go to Craigslist, right?
Okay,
and
sure.
I'm surfing around, I'm looking around. I've never bought anything off Craigslist before.
I'm not sure if I
have
either.
I've surfed it many, many times, but never right. actually went through with it.
Right.
So I see this beautiful Schwinn.
Ah.
Right? I see this beautiful
a
Schwinn.
A shiny Schwinn. For
me. Out of nowhere. I think she's got to be mine.
Yeah.
So that's exactly what I thought. And I said, I'm going to go for it. Wanted $300.
Okay.
Wanted $400 originally. Okay. I got him down to $275 after reaching out to the guy. But I'd eyeballed it, and the longer it sits on Craigslist, you know, you can start, you know, bartering a little bit and seeing, you know, it's like, hey, man, I've seen it's been sitting here. There's thousands of other bikes here. Why is yours worth
this? I chose you.
Yeah, I chose you. Tell me why it's worth this.
Uh-huh.
You know? So we got into a banter back and forth. His name was Eugene.
Ooh, right? Nice.
Strong name.
Yeah, we went through some texting. I said, hello, Gene. I'm Pat.
Did he give you permission to call him Gene?
No, I just took it upon myself and then told him to call me Pat instead of Patty. Isn't that weird? Like, why lie?
Because it's Craigslist.
Because it's Craigslist. That's why.
Yeah.
You get a jingle there.
Right.
No one's truthful on
Why
Craigslist.
Lie? Because it's Craigslist. That's why.
That's correct.
I think Boy George has that lyric in his next album.
Is he alive?
Of course.
Okay.
Anyway. Eugene and I go back and forth, and I say, hey, listen, I'll give you $275, and I'll come out to you and pick it up. He's like, I'm out in Arlington Heights or Rolling Meadows area.
Okay.
Oh.
So I take my mother-in-law's truck, or she's got like a Jeep Cherokee, because I can't fit this.
Not in the Honda City.
This is a 26-inch, large frame.
Top of the line.
Schwinn.
Okay.
How many gears?
7-gear bicycle.
Wow.
Brand new tires, beautiful gray and red paint job. Real nice.
Paint job.
Yeah. I'm concerned about it. I want the bike to have a nice paint job.
Dude, to cut them off real quick, I was able to acquire two new desks, like school desks.
Oh, nice,
Bill. But no, they have like built-in speakers and they're USB. They're very nice. And I got one for Patty from a friend of mine. So I got one for our household and I was like, Patty, you want one of these desks? He's like, yeah, for free? I'm like, yes, for free. They're brand new in the box. He's like, sure. I go over to his house to drop it off, and I had gotten off of work, and it was late at night. It was probably, like, close to midnight.
Yes.
This guy's in his alley, riding up and down the alley on his new bike like he's Pee Wee Herman. He's got the light. He bought a light for it.
Oh.
He's got that on.
Oh, I'm tricking this bad boy out. Like, I've got some cool stuff on this thing already.
You got plans for it.
Oh, absolutely. This is my Ferrari.
You gonna put a basket on it?
I'm thinking about it, you know?
No.
I'm going to put a cigarette holder on the front.
Put a windshield.
Like a clip. Like a cigarette
yeah, a little
clip.
Cigarette clip while I ride.
Okay.
Anyway.
Back to Eugene.
Yeah, thank you, Clay. So Eugene and I agree to do a deal. I take my mother-in-law's Jeep out there. I drive out to Rolling Meadows. He says, hey, why don't you meet me?
Oh, scary.
Yeah, I'm like, well, yeah, I don't know who I'm meeting, you know?
Exactly.
And this bike was nice where I could feel like maybe this was bait, you know? Like, well, let's get a guy out here who's got $300 or $400 on him.
Rob him.
This is a nice bike. We'll lure him in with this, and then we'll just knock him over the head.
So lots of scams going on during COVID.
Yeah.
And then he says to me, he proposes, I want you to meet me at the Rolling Meadows police station parking lot, right?
I'm like,
okay, I respect that ask. You know, I'm like, okay, cool. Yeah,
okay, good this play.
I'm getting a bike. You yeah. know, I think this is going to happen.
Okay.
So I go, okay, I'll meet you there. I'm in the car halfway there.
Mm-hmm.
And I get a text from him. Hey, plans have changed.
Ooh.
Meet me at my storage locker.
Uh-oh.
I'm like, oh, what is this?
That's you know? Great.
I'm like, do I go through with this? What do I do? Mm-hmm. So I drive up.
Did your heart drop when you saw that?
I was like, maybe. I want this bike. If he kills me, whatever. It's COVID. Who cares? You know?
Yeah.
My dad died during COVID. How? He was driving. He was buying a bike. Had nothing to do with...
trying to get a deal on a Schwinn.
Right. The cough or nothing. Pandemic. I call it a cough. It had nothing to do with the cough or nothing.
That cough still going around?
Right.
Yeah. Worldwide cough.
So I drive up to I think it was called the Lockup was like the name of the storage facility.
Intriguing.
I'm driving past it. I'm in Rolling Meadows. I don't know where the hell I am, really. It's out of my world. I see a guy in a black, maybe it's an S-Class. I don't know. It's a Mercedes. It's real nice. It's probably $100,000. More like brand new, gleaming, yep. wax black, mm-hmm. you know?
Tinted windows?
And him, this guy, in black slacks, white shirt, black tie, right? Like a BMW commercial, right? And he's waving
or a bad guy in a Statham movie.
He's got the Schwinn right in front of his car. He's like...
Does it have a bow on it?
He's waving at me. I'm like, what is this? Did I win something?
Yeah, right.
What the hell's going on here? I pull up, I get out, he goes, hello, I'm Eugene.
Yeah.
I'm like, this guy's in the KGB. He knows that I've been making Putin jokes. They listen to the show. They lured me with a bike. This is where it all goes down. Right? I notice you like to make jokes about Vladimir riding Mongoose bicycle. Ha ha ha.
KGB means keeper of government bikes.
Anyway, he goes, hey, you like the bike, huh? I go, yeah. He goes, get on it, try it, spin it around. You know, I'm like, sure.
Pop wheelie.
Yeah, pop wheelie, show me.
Skid.
Skid. Yeah, do skid. Check those brakes out.
Go super fast and skid like 10 feet.
So essentially that's what I'm doing while I'm trying this thing out.
I'll pour vodka on the ground. You skid through it.
He was a very nice guy. He said, I'm sorry you made me meet, you know, I made you meet you here.
You should have got his card.
He goes, this is my wife's car. Exactly. He was very young. He was like 25 years old.
Oh, okay.
You know? You should have said, what are you into? You look like you're doing all right.
Right. I asked him. I go, what's with the bike? He goes, got that as a gift. Don't care about it. Sitting in a locker.
I only like motorbikes, not regular pedal bikes.
I like Mercedes-Benz, $100,000. I don't like Schwinns very well.
Sure.
Okay, I'll take it, you know?
Yeah.
Handing him the money? How was that? Was it weird handing someone money?
I just gave him the cash and threw the bike in my car and was like, see ya! It happened. That as soon as we exchanged cash, it was like, all right, bye. You know?
Yeah.
Our relationship is over.
But so then go.
I took it home to my mother-in-law's and I had to ride it back from my mother-in-law's house to my house.
How was that ride? Were you grinning ear to ear?
I was. There's nothing.
Did you try no hands?
Yeah, I did. Didn't work out well because I got to get.
You started wobbling.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Can't ride without my hands anymore.
Did you smoke?
I did have a cigarette on the bicycle. I have smoked a cigarette on the bicycle.
On that ride?
It's been christened.
I used to love drinking beer and riding my bike.
Yeah, here's the problem with the new bicycle. I haven't ridden a bike in so long.
Right.
I felt like I had been galloping on a horse for about a day or two.
Yeah.
I mean, I was like...
Sore.
No, I was strongly considering maybe this was not a good idea. Like maybe bike riding's not my thing.
No, you gotta loosen up your legs.
You gotta get some spandex, right? I'm not gonna get any spandex, you know? I'm not going that far, all right?
Okay.
No, just wear shorts.
But I'm looking for these gel seats. They're like fat guy seats, I guess, right?
Yeah,
not comfort seats.
Sure. Yeah.
I need one of those big, saddle seats and just kind of, because I just want to cruise around on this thing. I'm not looking to be Lance Armstrong.
Nail a couch cushion to your bike.
I'm thinking about it. Here's the thing. Can't find
cushions anymore.
Anything related to bikes. I'm like, So I'm like, probably be easy to find a seat. Wrong. Everyone has the same idea, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, I guess I'm going to have to go to a bike shop and see if they got this.
Do you have a bike lock?
Yeah, I'm getting to that. Bought the lock. This is post the next day. This is, now time to baby the bike and dress it up,
Did you name the bike?
No, we should name him tonight.
Is it a boy or a girl?
It's a boy.
It's a boy?
Oh, yeah.
What color, red and gray?
Yeah, he's red and gray.
Oh, wow. Now we'll think of something.
Brutus. Red?
Brutus. Nah, that's too rough. It's a mountain bike?
Yeah, it's a mountain bike.
Greddy?
How about Dustin?
Dustin?
What about Dusty?
Dusty?
Yeah.
Dusty?
Because you're going to take it on trails, right?
Yeah, I'm going to ride Dusty on trails for all right, sure.
Dusty is the name. Though.
All right, Dusty it is.
Okay, so what was I talking about?
When you took
your bike lock.
When you took Dusty.
I wanted to go get the bike dressed up and buy new things for
dressed
it.
Up?
Yeah, I want to get a new seat. I want to get a light for it. I want to get, you know,
what
a
kind
lock
of light
for
you get?
It. Well, I went to a mom and pop basketball shop. Well, I went to a mom and pop basketball shop, and
we
I just can't
everything.
Find any
backboards, balls, you name it.
But they didn't have any bike seats. It's okay. Confusing.
We've been around since 1925. We sell everything related to basketball.
So I go to the bicycle shop. There's one in Oak Park.
Yep.
I'm waiting. There's a line to wait it, to get in.
Butter.
A line to get in. I'm like, holy smokes. Standing there for, I got my son Mike with me. He's like, this isn't worth waiting. Like, let's go. Finally, they bring me in like it's a hospital waiting room. You know, like, you're next, sir. Please go to this station.
Dusty,
a salesperson.
Right this way.
You can't walk the showroom and look around. You have to tell them what you're looking for. The person goes and gets it off the rack and comes and brings it and shows it to you.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'd love to. I'm looking for a bike lock and a bike seat. You know, and I have the seat in my hand. You know, I can take the seat off the bike. I bring it in. This is what I have now. Nothing like this.
I need some cushion for my bony butt.
And she goes, well, I have a couple. And she goes and grabs them back. Not what I asked for at all. She's working as a salesperson at this point. She's like, these are good. I go, no, these are hard. I need something soft. I go, well, let me. She goes, this is soft. Feel it. You know, I'm like pushing on the seats. Weird, you know.
And there's people standing in line behind
you. There's a guy like, my chain's broken. I'm like, I'm pushing on the seat. Relax. I want to see if I want to buy it.
I'm testing its softness, sir.
And she wants $60 for this seat. You know, I go, no.
Well,
I go down the next item, you know. Do you have bicycle locks? We sure do. She takes me over to a wall of bicycle locks.
Ooh.
She goes, I have this one. It's kind of cool and it's kind of sleek and discreet. And I go, okay. And she goes, it's very strong. $90 for a bike lock.
You just need a
chain.
You got the $20. I go, no. You don't understand. I just bought the bike from Eugene.
You need the chain with
$275. I bought this bike off this Russian named Eugene for $275. I'm not giving you $900 for a lock or $90 for a lock.
You need the chain with the plastic on the chain. Remember those?
Yeah.
You need one of them.
Okay, I'll put that on Dusty as soon as I get home.
I do remember those locks. Crappy locks.
Horrible. Yeah.
So then I say, well, what about a light? I would like a compartment where I could put my cigarettes under my seat as well.
Yeah. In my wallet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She goes, well,
turn into Pee Wee Herman, bro.
She goes, here are the lights, you know.
Yeah.
Those are like $45. I go, forget it. I walk next door to Target just on a whim to go in. They have everything I wanted. Bike lock. There it is. $12. I'm like, I'll take three of those, one for all of our bikes at home. How much is this little light I can put on my handlebars and the one on the back that makes my bike, gives a red...
Yeah, illuminated.
Yeah. Those are $9 a piece.
Yep. How much for the pouch for your cigarettes and lotto tickets?
They didn't have the cigarette and lotto ticket pouch, but that is a good invention for us.
Marlboro, Miles.
The quintessential cigarette compartment for your bicycle.
Can we go 1 week without talking about cigarettes?
Never.
Yeah.
I tell you 1 week, everything every week, one thing we talk about.
Back it up.
Yep. What did I just say? I tell you 1 week every week, 1 week every week.
Sound like Ross Perot.
Bicycles, 1 week every week, bicycles.
Bicycles, I tell you one thing every week, one thing twice a week.
One product that we never leave out of the discussion is McCann's Irish Oatmeal.
Sure.
It's been giving me energy on my new rides with Dusty.
Yeah.
I suggest to all of our listeners go out and get a bowl. This show is presented by it. More Hoolies Hoolie after these. McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store. Hi, I'm Patty Houlihan, and I support Concern Worldwide.
If you want to do something about global poverty, hunger, refugees, the unacceptable suffering of young children, if you want to reach people directly where the need is greatest, you should too. For 50 years since its grassroots beginnings in Dublin, CONCERN has changed and saved lives of millions. It has been the proud, relentlessly compassionate face of Ireland to the world. Support CONCERN today at concernusa.org. That's concernusa.org. There's no more Irish thing you can do.
When your family has suffered a loss, there's one family I know who will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Homes are third generation, family owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. The Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted in Chicago. At the time, this was one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind and was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. This trademark of service is evident 98 years later, as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. At Sheehy's, the name on their sign outside the funeral home means something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. When my brother Willie died a few years ago, the Sheehys took very good care of our family. And you know, you never forget something like that. Their entire staff cares about each and every family they serve. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike LaRocque, and John Sullivan, and the rest of the staff take great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. Bob Sheehy will tell you, we pride ourselves on offering the highest level of professionalism with every family we serve. Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
If you or a loved one is injured, you need someone to represent you. But don't just call a lawyer, call a judge. Former supervising judge James McGing. Jim McGing represents injured people and their families in cases involving personal injury, wrongful death, workers' compensation, and third-party lawsuits. Jim represents first responders, and he formerly worked for the General Counsel of the Illinois Fraternal Order of Police. He was an assistant state's attorney, and he was legal counsel to the Cook County Sheriff. As a judge, he presided over multi-million dollar medical negligence, traffic, premises liability, and construction injury cases. He wrote the Illinois court decisions regarding injured police and fire for on-the-job injuries and during training exercises. So don't just call a lawyer, call a judge. Former Judge Jim McGing of the Miller & McGing Law Firm, 33 years of personal injury and workers' compensation experience. You can get a hold of Jim at 773-467-8000. That's 773-467-8000. Give him a call. He's an old pal.
Yeah, give Jim McGing a call. Welcome back, Hooli's Hooli.
Yes.
I bought a bike.
Yeah, bike talk.
A bicycle, that is, not a motorcycle. Not yet.
Yeah.
And we've named it Dusty.
Yes.
Yep. Although, Clay, at the break, you suggested that maybe, what's your alternate name for it?
Well, I was thinking of possibly Scrotum.
It sums it all up for me right now.
There should be a bike company.
Scrotum Pain?
Scrotum Bikes.
Scrotum Bikes? Oh, boy. You know what? Yeah, that could be very big. Scrotum Bikes, yeah.
Scrotum Bikes, Santa Monica.
Right. We don't mess around here at Scrotum Bikes. We handle the tough challenges.
The new all-terrain PSY 1250 from Scrotum Bikes.
Yeah.
That's cool. I like that.
Tap into your inner scrotum and enjoy the ride.
Holy smokes.
Well, I'm very happy for you and your new bike. Hopefully you don't damage your scrotum.
I hope so, not either. That's why Mike at the break, our engineer Mike, he's like, hey, man, have you gotten the seat level down right? And that's something that I've definitely been monkeying with, like, every day, trying to find it right. And I still haven't, I can't find the seat. I got to put one on order. It's called Cloud 9 is the name.
What's
going to
be your first order of business with this bike? Are you going to take it on a dusty trail or what?
Yeah, I want to hit some of the like the prairie path. I want to go down. There's a bunch of cool trails.
Are you
going to
try and get speed and like go for it?
No.
Are you going to wear a helmet?
Yes. If I'm going like off terrain, I'm going to wear a helmet. If I'm I should wear it all the time.
What kind of helmet?
Ooh, I have a black.
Wear a Jets helmet.
Ooh, my Gary Vaynerchuk.
You're gonna get one of those.
Pat O'Brien.
You're gonna get like one of those biker helmets where they come like they come into
a very
point
aerodynamic.
In the back. Yeah, it's just gyro on it or something.
Right now, I have
get like a 4 footer
gyro helmet. I think they're called.
Right.
Get a 4 foot one.
No, I have a helmet. It's black. It's just like it looks like it's like a skateboarder helmet.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just a short black helmet.
I used to have an old school White Sox batting helmet.
That you would ride your bike on?
No, I said you could use it if you wanted.
No, I'm cool.
Do you find yourself craving?
Yeah, it's a little bit like, what is that, Mike?
It's called the Timberwolf helmet. Yeah, by Gyro.
Oh, yeah.
Gyro. I got to call it Gyro. Gyro would be the delicious Greek meat that we all like.
Yeah. We went from bicycles to gyros just like that.
We used to ride our bikes to go get euros together.
Absolutely.
Those were the days, boys.
Those days can come back.
Let's make it happen. I'll ride my bike to Mickey's with you next week.
Well, I challenge all of our listeners. Who wants to go on a bike ride and eat a euros at the end of it?
Sometime this summer, get a bunch of your friends and go
ride
your bike.
The annual euros bike ride?
Yeah, the Huli Huli Euro bike ride.
What if we get 50,000 people?
Absolutely.
That's going to be a heck of a
line. What if we get Enrique Iglesias to come and sing I Will Be Your Euro, Baby? Wouldn't that be cool?
That'd be amazing.
I Will Take Away Your Pain?
Yeah. Or a hero comes along. Who sung
I Will
that?
Stand By You Forever.
When a, oh, is that Mariah?
You? Euro.
Yeah, that's
she
Mariah.
She can sing Euro. When a hero comes along.
Yeah.
With the strength to carry on.
Wow.
Yes.
That would be a great Weird Al.
Yeah, it would be.
Spinoff. Anyway. don't get your feet stuck in the spokes there, Pat.
I won't.
Billy, what's with you? What adventure sports are you taking up this week?
Golf, as always.
What kind of golf? Just slow and steady?
Slow and steady, yeah. I'm playing with some pretty good players this week. So it's the first time I've been out with some of my buddies who are like,
Good. Yeah.
But they're excited because they're like, yeah, I want to see what you got.
Yeah, and how'd you do? First drive, first tee?
No, I'm playing with them. Like, we're taping here. Like, I got one game Thursday, another Friday, another Saturday, another Sunday. So
first drive.
Wait, I beg your pardon. What? What are you,
You're playing
Mickelson?
four times this week?
4 times in 4 days?
That's correct. Yeah.
Jeez.
I'm playing 18 tomorrow, 18 on Friday, and then 18 on Saturday, and then 9 on Sunday. To finish.
Who do you think you are?
What?
Don Trump?
Mr. President, we have things to do.
Well, I don't go back to work. I am going back to work in a lesser role in my company. We had some unfortunate layoffs that took place over the week. So I figure, let's get as much golf in as possible, have some fun. I mean, this is like now my summer vacation. Because I know when I get back to work, it's going to be a new role, a lot of new stuff to learn. Stuff that I already know, but just learning the new position of where I'm going to have to do. And so it's like, I'm trying not to stress myself out thinking about it. So I figure
hit the links.
Play golf. And I'm playing golf with a lot of the other guys I work with too. So we're just like, that's how we're dealing with it.
Yeah. I mean, obviously you work in the liquor industries and, with all the restaurants and mom and pop businesses and liquor stores being affected
by really
affected,
COVID. I did not think that I knew to a certain extent that my industry was going to absolutely be affected. To the extent, it was pretty shocking for a lot of people. I thought, we had to lay off, my understanding was close to about 100 people. And we thought maybe at most it was going to be like 50.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's definitely been a wake up call. It's like for us, it's like I said, to everything, it's like what this has done is it's like taking everybody in their own personal business and set you back like 5 years. And the way I equivocate it to is the position that I'm taking is where I was 5 years ago.
Right.
So I'm like, I think that's maybe the way that my business is looking at it too. It's like, we're going to take a step back here. Revenue, everything,
Yeah, they got to figure things out. But you know what you're showing, Bill? Loyalty.
I am, absolutely.
You can't put a price on
it. I'm happy to, I'm loyal to the fact that Local 3 saved my butt. So
yeah.
props to those guys. I know that they're going through a very difficult time over at the Union Hall right now.
We need our unions.
Trying to fight for those guys. So thank God for them, because I still was lucky enough to still have a position. If I hadn't gone and been part of the union, that would have been a different story. You know?
So you're going back to work, and that's what this final golf run is going to be. It's like
going back to work. I'll have a week after that, but I probably won't be as gung-ho as I am going this week.
So this is this is your Masters. This is your Augusta for the summer.
It could be my Augusta for the summer. Yeah, this is the Masters.
This is the senior tour.
Yeah.
And are they all going to be played on the same course?
All four different courses.
Oh my goodness. Wow. Yeah.
So
this is an expensive little weekend you're having yourself.
So I'm playing, where am I playing? Thursday. If you want to see me Thursday, I'll be at Ridgemore Country Club later on in the afternoon with a friend of mine. And then,
first tee.
Yeah, and then Friday I'll be at Fresh Meadows.
Oh, Westchester. 18.
And then Saturday I'll be at Chevy Chase Country Club in Wheeling.
No relation to the actor.
And then Sunday I'll be at Sugar Creek in Ville Pond.
Wow, sweet.
So there you go. That's my lineup for the week.
The Billy Golf Tour.
It's the Billy Golf Tour. The only two of the courses I haven't played. I've never played one. I've never played Chevy Chase, and haven't played Ridgemore probably in 7 years.
I like Fresh Meadows. It's like playing golf in a parking lot.
It really is like playing golf in a parking lot. Yeah, no question about it. The sand traps are like, you know, concrete.
Yeah, there's killer geese.
Yeah, so I mean, if you play, sometimes if you're a bad golfer, you can look pretty good sometimes over at the old Fresh Meadows with some of the little extra bumps and kicks you get.
Yeah. Go to Arby's when you're done. It's right there.
Sure. Or old Warsaw.
Beef and cheddar.
Hashtag Arby's.
That's what I've been doing. Thinking about playing golf, trying not to think about work like a lot of people are right now.
Yeah. You
know? Yeah, I think it's really on a lot of people's minds, especially in the last week. People are like, all right, what's going on? Are things going to open again?
Is baseball coming back?
Well, I mean, coronavirus is not gone.
No.
At all.
Picking up speed,
But the news cycle has changed, and people. I mean, I've noticed this right for a little while. Everybody was doing the hand sanitizer, right? Masks, people are still doing, but I've noticed the hand sanitizer thing has kind of gone away a bit.
Yeah.
Well, we've learned that it's mostly airborne, and you know, so if you cover your face and mouth, you're
less likely from surfaces.
Absolutely, less likely
from
surfaces.
But I still do the hand sanitizer every time I get in my car.
I mean, I wash my hands at least 20, 30 times a day. Like, every, you know, anywhere I go, I touch a door and I'm washing hands.
You're going to want to hire me. I wash my hands like 30, 40 times a day. I'm clean.
Yeah. You know? Did you ask Eugene when you bought the bike? Mm-hmm. You wash your hands?
I said, you want a shake on it?
Was he wearing black leather gloves? He should feel like he should be.
Yeah.
No, he wasn't, but he was definitely out of, like, a sort of adjacent stage.
Could you hear
film.
Music coming from his car? Was there any, like,
soft
techno
Russian,
in the background?
Soft Russian techno?
Ooh, that's a great thought.
Do you like the bicycle? Do you like the soft Russian techno?
Mr. President.
From my window?
Mr. President, do you want me to put on soft Russian techno? You're done with meetings.
Yeah. I know you're going to the course.
Yes, you may put on.
Wow.
But no, you didn't. You didn't hear that?
No.
Clay, yes. Thank you, Mike, for the note. I understand you're in a new band.
I'm forming a new band, yes.
And tell me how this...
You know what it's called?
What?
The Rats.
The Rats?
The Alley Rats.
The Alley Rats.
Yeah. Okay, Alley Rats.
No, I'm in my backyard setting up the old slip and slide for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear a distinct sound coming from across the alley, and it's... a Black Sabbath song.
Yeah.
War Pigs, I believe.
I've had Paranoid in my head a lot lately.
All of a sudden I hear, dan 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 dan. I'm like, wow, that's pretty good. So I peek my head into the alley, and there's two guys in a garage, like three garages down, just jamming out. And so I'm like, well, I'm taking Brody, because Brody thinks he's a rock star. So I'm like, let's walk down there and see
watch
these guys play.
Yeah.
So we walk up, and we're like, hey, we just want to watch you guys for a minute. And they're like, oh, yeah. And they're like... being really nice to Brody.
You took Brody with you, so you didn't appear to be too weird.
Yeah, so one guy was playing, pretty much. Yeah. And one guy was playing a guitar, regular guitar, electric guitar, and one guy was playing a bass guitar. So I'm like, you guys need a drummer over here. And they're like, yeah, our drummer flaked on us. I'm like, well, I got a set of drums in my garage. Why don't I bring them over next time you play? And we'll have some fun.
Uh-oh.
And they said, yeah, all right, cool. And they were smoking, so I
yeah, so you bonded immediately. Like, you guys like heaters too? Hey, Brody, go in the backyard for a minute.
Yeah, they were probably like 30, I would say.
All right, so they're older guys.
They're older guys. They seem really, really, really nice and cool. So nice. We'll see what we can come up with. Maybe I'll record the whole experience.
Hey, you know what? Maybe when you guys get over and start playing together, Peter Cetera will walk down the alley too and sing a tune with you, you know? I mean,
why Peter Cetera, Bill?
I just thought of Chicago garage bands, maybe.
Oh, yeah, know, okay.
That sure.
Ilk, you know? And wonder, it would be cool
maybe
if Peter
Billy
Cetera
Idol.
You've always loved Peter Cetera. You bring him up quite a bit.
Yeah, I like Cetera.
I'm not a big Cetera fan.
You're not? You don't like Cetera?
No.
What's wrong with you?
No, I can't do Cetera.
Well, what does Cetera sing?
Lots of great.
Yeah, he's
stuff.
Got all those.
How about one then? Well, lots of.
He's
great
got all
stuff.
That soft crap.
Oh, does he? Yeah. I've had a lot of soft stuff. I've had soft, lovey-dovey music in my head for like the last 2 weeks.
Yeah,
Bill, I was telling you, I had Howard Jones's "Everlasting Love."
You always have weird songs in your head.
Everlasting,
obscure,
that's a great
80s songs.
Everlasting Love.
Oh, I saw your post, and then
ow!
I listened to it and was like, "This is a jam."
It's like a jam you would have heard at TJ Maxx, you know, in 1991.
Okay. And you wouldn't think twice about it?
Yeah. You'd go home and go, what was that song?
No, you'd find it at like, you'd find like a pair of cool Bulls mesh shorts and this would be playing in the background. And you'd be like, yes.
Would this ever be played in Foot Locker?
This is not real Foot Locker friendly. This is more
Marshalls.
This is Marshalls, TJ Maxx. Yeah. That's on that China channel.
Should we listen to it?
Well, yeah, of course. We've teased him enough now. Yeah, Mike, you have it up here?
Stop teasing.
Oh, yeah.
Powerful.
It is powerful.
It's a very weird video, too. It's people like wrapped up in toilet paper, but
they're supposed to be mummies. I read about this.
Oh, okay.
Let's see where this goes.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the hook that was in my head all, wait for it, wait for it.
Is that what you were thinking about when you were going to buy the bicycle?
Wait for it, wait
for it.
I did.
Give it some time. Wait for that Schwinn.
I need a scrotum bike, oh yeah.
Yeah.
I need to feel the power.
Wait for it, sit on it, give it a try.
I want to feel the power of a scrotum bike under my legs.
Yeah.
So that song's been in my head, and because it's not Cetera, Bill, but it's soft rock.
Sure, soft rock.
And I don't know why that happens to
You've
me.
Always been a big soft rock guy, like.
Yeah.
Even you've managed to find, like, the one soft rock Rolling Stones song.
Almost Hear You Sigh.
Yeah, and blast it all day as we were freshmen in college.
It's a great
Very
song.
Very strange song to blast. Like, most people would blast, like, you know, Gimme Shelter or something.
I was just watching, there's a documentary on Netflix about Keith Richards.
Ooh, I've heard of him.
At the next break, I'll find out the name of it. But
do we have "Almost Hear You Sigh" by the Rolling Stones?
It's off Steel Wheels. it is. But Keith is noodling around on a Spanish guitar in the middle of this documentary.
Yeah,
and he's like, oh, you know, my grandpa taught me how to play.
Yep.
This. And I learned on a guitar like this.
Indeed.
And he starts playing. Almost Hear You Sigh.
Nice. Beautiful.
And
you
I was
cried.
Like, my heart exploded. I was like, dude, I was like, Keith, that's one of my favorites. I love his song.
He couldn't hear you, though. Burt Richards is Keith's father, for everyone that's wondering.
Burt Richards,
Richards. Thank you, Mike. Yes.
My father, Burt, his father, had a Spanish guitar.
I actually bought Keith Richards had a children's book called Gus and Me.
And really? I bought it for my kids, yeah. And it's like one of the hardest books to read ever. It's like an adult. It's like a professor wrote it. It's weird. I don't recommend it.
All right. Well,
what's on everyone's Clay? What's on the agenda this weekend? I said I was going to do golf. There's so many people thinking about things to do. You know, now that there's bars and restaurants open in Chicago.
I'm in preparation mode.
Yeah.
I'm driving to Florida next Friday.
That's right. Okay.
Going through Tennessee, Kentucky, Alabama.
Tennessee, ooh, Kentucky, road Alabama.
Road tripping it.
Kentucky, Tennessee, Alabama.
Now, you've done this drive before, right?
I have.
Okay. I maybe did it last year, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It'll be all right. Sure.
Are you going to play Rolling Stones, Almost Hear You Sigh on a trip?
On a loop.
On a loop.
Drive everyone insane.
Let's play for our listeners now. Here it is. More Hooli's Hooli after this.
I don't need
you or a loved one is injured, you need someone to represent you. But don't just call a lawyer, call a judge. Former supervising judge James McGing. Jim McGing represents injured people and their families in cases involving personal injury, wrongful death, workers' compensation, and third-party lawsuits. Jim represents first responders, and he formerly worked for the General Counsel of the Illinois Fraternal Order of Police. He was an assistant state's attorney, and he was legal counsel to the Cook County Sheriff. As a judge, he presided over multi-million dollar medical negligence, traffic, premises liability, and construction injury cases. He wrote the Illinois court decisions regarding injured police and fire for on-the-job injuries and during training exercises. So don't just call a lawyer, call a judge. Former Judge Jim McGing of the Miller & McGing Law Firm, 33 years of personal injury and workers' compensation experience. You can get a hold of Jim at 773-467-8000. That's 773-467-8000. Give him a call. He's an old pal.
With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. The Hibernian Radio Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
If you're looking for an office in the loop, you got to check out Integrated Office Suites at 20 North Clark Street and 455 North City Front Plaza Drive in the NBC Tower. IOS has an entire floor in these two very prestigious buildings, and they offer the best in executive offices, virtual business offices, personalized phone answering, conference room and day office usage, administrative support services, and customized packages with fixed monthly invoices. Integrated Office Suites are convenient and very classy. So get in touch with our friends at integratedofficesuites.com or call them at 312-561-2300 and tell them Skinny and Hooley sent you. That's integratedofficesuites.com, 312-561-2300. You'll be glad you did.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
Yeah. Well, we've played this.
This is Satira.
Oh, yeah. The Glory of Love, you know.
Is that what this is? Is that the name of it? Is this in Rocky?
Karate Kid, sir.
Listen to that voice.
I know, it's like an angel.
Yeah,
you know how many people? You know how many people probably got?
Yeah.
I will always love you. I will never leave you.
2 a.m. at Denny's.
Welcome to Scrotum Bicycles.
Right.
Still get slow again.
Sometimes.
This is the music episode, the soft rock music episode.
You know, we need a lot of soft rock these days.
I guess maybe that's the, is that the pitch that the new soft rock channel has?
Soft rock will save the world is my motto.
I think that's a great plan.
Campaign.
Yeah, soft rock's going to save us.
Soft rock will save, hashtag soft rock will save the earth.
It ends everything.
Hashtag soft rock will save the earth.
Yeah.
Brought to you by Light FM.
Brought to you by Peter Cetera's agent, Johnny Dorito.
Right. Johnny Dorito did represent Mr. Cetera for a number of years.
Mr. Dorito.
Yeah. You know how many people in Chicago probably had a Cetera song play at their wedding?
Oh, the women. Come on, there's, man. Yeah, there's women in Elmwood Park who still have Cetera posters up on their doors.
There's women in Elmwood Park who look like Cetera.
Don't pick at Elmwood Park.
I'm not picking on him. I'm just making an observation. Saw one at Johnny's the other day.
Hey, you ever seen that chick that lives on 77th? She looks like Peter Cetera.
Right.
She's a good lady. So I'm getting a combo at Johnny's. Did you get her plate number? No, I just missed it.
No, I was riding my scrotum. I missed it.
I was riding my scrotum.
My scrotum bicycle. It's a very high-end bike from Santa Monica.
$1,700 for this scrotum.
Clay, yeah.
Yes.
I went to a birthday party.
All right. Oh.
A mutual friend of ours had his child's birthday party at his house.
Okay, right? Fine.
I'll give a shout-out. Justin Steimer. Shout-out to Steimer.
Hey, sure.
But it was my first event out, right?
Yeah.
In a while.
Was there spacing?
There was, but the kids went in the pool. They have a pool.
Yeah.
Nice. And it was real nice. But it was my first time being out since I've given up drinking.
Yep.
Where I'm in a social setting, mm-hmm. where I know that I'm can't leave.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I've gone out and met out my friends at bars or something and had a Coke or something and bullshitted. Pardon me. And BS with them for a little bit.
Right. Okay.
And then leave. And I like the fact that as soon as I get bored, I'm like, all right, I'm done now. Yeah. These guys are going to stay and throw a buzz on it. I'm just going to go.
But you have a child.
Right. So I was there for 6 hours.
Was there food?
Yes. The food was good.
The food keeps you going.
It's exactly what keeps you going.
Yeah.
But the longer it got, the longer I was there. And my wife left. She was going out to meet some other girlfriends.
Yeah.
Right? So it's just me and the kids. And the kids are having a blast, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
And at a certain point, I'm like, all right, I'm done now. I'm ready.
Let's wrap it up.
What are we going to do now? You know, it's 6 o'clock. Let me get the kids ready.
Yeah.
And I thought other parents were going to start leaving, you know, and they just kind of started getting more cozy, you know, and now the fire goes on and everybody sits around and pops White Claws and, you know, and I'm like, oh boy, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I can socialize for enough, and I felt like I paid my dues, but
sure,
it was the first time in a long time where all of a sudden I was like, oh man, I want a drink. I want to have a drink right now. Just in the set, because you can't escape the setting, you know? And I'm oh, I do kind of want to have one.
Yes.
But I didn't.
Good so for you.
And so I'm proud of myself.
Did the thought ever cross your mind, hey, you know what? Let me just leave the kids here for 20 minutes, run to a liquor store, go get a six pack of non-A's.
No, but I've done that before where you have the non-alcoholic beers. I do that.
Right. Just drink coffee instead.
Yeah, I'm drinking hot coffee by the pool.
You're Sam Rothstein.
What do you do for a living? Hey, me too. No kidding. I got a radio show. I talk about scrotum bicycles and Peter Cetera. You'll love it. By the way, you from Elmwood Park? You know that lady? She looks like Cetera. It's crazy, right?
Did you get in the pool?
I didn't. No, none of the adults got in the pool at all.
No one wanted to show off their COVID bods.
Nobody wanted to show their COVID bod.
You guys should have had a chicken fight.
So that was kind of...
Chicken fights during COVID.
Not recommended.
No, not recommended at all by Mayor Lightfoot.
No chicken fighting.
Right.
You were saying?
No, that's it. So that was that was the event. And then I took the hard part is my wife wasn't with me.
Right.
And my kids are having such a ball, right?
You gotta be the bad
guy. If I had
had
a buzz on it at that time, I would have been like, yeah, we'll hang out. We'll leave in a little bit, you know?
Right.
But I think it took me, it was 2 hours of me trying to suggest and round the kids up.
Yeah.
All right, grab your shoes now. We're going to go. Okay. And they don't. And then they run across. And then they start running across the person's house with a herd of other kids.
Right.
You know? And I don't want to start walking through my buddy's house looking for my kid. You know? Yeah, but I don't like doing it. I don't like going into the house and being here's your bedroom. Is my kid under your bed? You know? I don't like it. You know? Yeah. But my kids started pulling that on me while I was there. They're hiding in someone else's house.
Yeah.
You know?
Gosh.
I'm like, oh, you know, they're playing hide and seek. They're doing it purposely because I'm trying to wrangle them out of here.
Uh-huh.
But eventually the kids were tuckered out enough and they were like, all right, let's go. And I was like, yes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought I was going to go home and go right to bed. Nope.
Yeah, no.
Went home and played a game of
threw on some Cetera. MLB,
threw some Cetera on, played a little Nintendo, or I call it Nintendo, PlayStation 3. I'm back into that again, Clay.
Oh, yeah.
I've had it's like now it's every other week I get back into playing games.
Hey, welcome back.
Yeah. So that's been the news of my week and just kind of,
video games, pool parties.
Paranoia, you know. I saw the FBI Wi-Fi signal again outside my porch.
Oh, boy.
This time it was a different number. You know,
yeah.
different surveillance van number. So I've looked this up, and I actually asked a buddy of mine who's in law enforcement about this earlier today. I'm like, what is this? He's like, you know why you're seeing it where you live? I go, why?
You've talked about this before on the program, though, I thought.
Well, he says that people name their Wi-Fi networks that to deter people from trying. He goes, but the reason that you see it so frequently is because you live on Harlem Avenue, and people name the Bluetooth in their car that all the time, or the Wi-Fi in their cars. He goes, so if you're seeing different numbers all the time, you're just seeing people passing by Harlem Avenue in their cars whose car's Wi-Fi signal is on, and that's what they've named it.
Right.
And I'm like, really? He's like, yeah, believe me. He's like, first of all, if they wanted to listen in on you or anybody else, they're not going to broadcast their name out there. And I'm like, yeah, it's probably a pretty good point.
Exactly. Yep. Yep.
Yep. So you're not being watched by the feds?
I don't know. I'm paranoid. I'm very paranoid. I have nothing to hide.
Yeah. You keep talking about it, and it might happen. So, you know,
they're probably looking for Eugene, and you were the last contact.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah.
It's very, very possible.
Yeah.
So that made me feel a little bit more at ease.
Okay.
I'm very proud of you.
Yeah, very proud of you. I had Chinese food tonight for dinner. I haven't had Chinese food since COVID started, believe it or not. Like, it's been a few months.
Risky.
Boy, I'll tell you what, that Mongolian beef, woo, it was pretty good. But I'm afraid that, like, we're going to see how I sleep tonight.
What's happening?
I'm gonna call you. I didn't know. I figured you guys weren't really meshing into anything. I figured I'd tell you about what I had for dinner.
Your new name is Mongolian Bill.
Mongolian Bill, I'll take it. So, yeah, support your local Chinese restaurants.
Yeah, you know, support your local restaurants, period.
I just was like burgers and pizza and all that stuff, like, that stuff's all been accessible. But I was like, some of the stuff you kind of want that you're like, you know, it has
specialty items.
Yeah. So I was like, let's have this tonight. Did that. The big talk over the weekend was all about this Sosa documentary with McGuire. And
I didn't watch it.
Me neither. I heard it was more the Mark McGuire show than it was Sosa.
Correct. I have not watched it either, but there's all kinds of people that are coming out of the woodwork saying what a terrible teammate Sosa was, and Sosa wasn't happy with the documentary. Now,
oh, really?
Oh, and then Albert Bell has come out and said that he would have had a better year than both of them, I think, in 95, which was maybe the strike year. That he was on pace, that he thinks he could probably have broke those records.
Oh, okay.
All kinds of stuff out there. But that's what we got to talk about with sports right now. There's not a ton.
Well, I did read today that, like, first they were saying yesterday that Major League Baseball is a no-go. Then today I read that it is a go. What have
They're
you
having
heard?
Major labor disputes. Everything that you've read in the paper. I mean, I don't know. Everyone's mad at this Manfred guy and say he could have handled this differently. But we don't know. Originally, Chicago was out of one of the ideas for the NHL. Now they're back in it. That's been one of the discussions because our cases are going down. Same thing with the NBA. Huge amounts of cases in Florida now for COVID. And that was going to be one, you know, Orlando was going to be one of the home destinations of where they were going to play this NBA league to finish out the season.
Mm-hmm.
That could be in jeopardy now.
Yeah.
So it's a mess. And we knew it was going to get this way. So. The way I look at it is I think our best bet for anything is going to be the NFL if that happens. And I saw this mask.
I was just going to bring this
the
up.
The face mask?
Yeah, the COVID football helmet.
So it's a COVID football helmet. So it's like, it's pretty much like where the face mask.
It's like a Darth Vader mask?
Yeah, where your mouth would be is like a, you know.
It's a predator mask.
It's a motorcycle helmet.
Looks like a.
It kind of does.
Really? I'd love to see it.
It's an interesting look to it for sure. But yeah, it's like
I think it was just a promo and like it was a. It's not saw any, it on, the NFL I, is not a doctor.
Who's making it? Riddell?
I don't know. I saw it trending on social media.
Is it made by Riddell?
It's made by Scrotum.
I don't know.
We're going into the helmet business.
Yeah.
It'd be great if all the football helmets had Scrotum on the front of them.
I don't know where I saw it. Something was trending.
One can dream.
Yeah. So that's what I've been, you know, as far as sports goes. The PGA, though, you know, can still play golf.
Yeah.
The NASCAR. Golf car. Mike asked me, NASCAR. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Yep. Yeah, it's just not the same without fans, anything. I watched a boxing match last night. This guy, Joshua Spears, he's from Chicago,
but there were,
South
like,
Side.
There were
no fans.
There. Yeah.
It's weird. It's just weird. You need that energy, you know? It's like sucks the life out of
that's
the room.
That's true.
But it was a great fight.
So it was like almost like watching what like an Olympic boxing match looks like, where it was like, you know,
it's even like though there was watching, nobody in the crowd.
There used to be that show, the UFC show, where it was like a reality show.
Yeah, I remember.
And they would fight and like, yeah, but there'd be no fans. It's like that.
Oh, okay.
It has that feeling to it. It's weird. Right. You can hear the coaches yelling. That's about it.
Yeah.
The big celebrity news in the last couple of days has been Danny Masterson of That 70s Show.
Who's that?
You don't know who he is, Clay?
Yeah, I think I might.
He was, his name was
Hyde.
Mm-hmm. Was it?
That was Hyde.
Yeah, he had the red afro.
Yes, that's him.
He's married to Bijou Phillips. He's been charged with raping three women, and these charges stem back to 2002, and I think one in 2004. But the statute of limitations has not apparently expired on this, and they finally, the LAPD finally says they have enough sufficient evidence to prosecute and go forward.
Wow.
And this has been going on. There have been talks of this guy for a decade or more now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's sweet victory for these women if it truly did happen, and they do have sufficient evidence. I think it's going to be interesting to see this case.
Me too. It's going to be up there with like Harvey Weinstein type stuff.
I don't know if it's going to be that high profile. But the big element is that a lot of people are saying that, you know, the reason that hadn't happened sooner was that he was getting a lot of protection from the Church of Scientology.
He's a big shot down there.
He's got crews helping him. Yeah.
And there's been all kinds of accusations that, you know, some of these women who are accusing Danny Masterson of these crimes have had their dogs poisoned and weird things happen to
they've had their dogs poisoned by Tom Cruise.
Well, not Mr. Cruise, but someone that works.
Mr. Mission Impossible?
Cruise.
As a detective in LAPD. Oh, someone poisoned your dog. You know who I'd like to talk to? Mr. Mission Impossible. Where's he at right now?
The detective in L.A. is from Chicago?
Yes, he is.
Mr. Mission Impossible? Patty Hulan, LAPD.
Patty Flamingo.
Patty Flamingo, LAPD.
Poisoning people's dogs?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. If Mr. Masterson goes away, they say 40 years to life.
Bye.
He'll have plenty of time to peruse Dianetics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He could read each word for a month.
The other news was Christy Ilya is a comedian, stand-up. I'm not too familiar with this guy's work.
He's more like a social media sensation.
Yeah.
He's going down, too?
He's going down, too.
See ya.
Bye. Well, we are near the end of the program. If you've enjoyed the last hour of the show, you can go to find archived episodes of all the silliness if you go to hibernianradio.org. Or you can search for us on iTunes and find us there at Hooli's Hooli Show. This show is presented to you by McCann's Irish Oatmeal and Jim McGing, personal injury attorney here in Chicago.
Yeah.
Until next week, bye.